My employer requires your services, gentlemen. One job, one day's work. I have been asked by my employer...
Very dangerous.
...to bring a proposal.
He does not expect all of you to live.
He does not expect all of you to live.
Do it. Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Fawcast, a weekly podcast where we talk about pretty much whatever comes to mind. And we should probably take this opportunity to tell you that sometimes we talk about sensitive things. So, if you're easily offended, maybe you should stop listening right now.
So what you want me to do?
Let's get started. The Cyclone Fanatic Fawcast is made possible by Mark Charter Real Estate. Buying or selling? No one offers more than Mark Charter. Free moving truck, free storage, flexible commission plans, and more. Read more than 100 satisfied client reviews at markcharter.com. Now, on with the show.
Just talking? Well, what's the show about? It's about nothing.
Please welcome your host, Mark Charter.
I'm sorry I was born with this perfect bone structure, that my hair looks better done up with gel and mousse than hidden under a stupid hat with a light on it.
Adam Gray.
I'm very important. I have many leather-bound books.
And Chris Williams.
As you probably could have guessed by this moment, I have decided in 2020 to run for president.
Yo, what's up? Welcome to this week's podcast. Everybody, we're Mark Charter from markcharter.com. Mark Charter Real Estate. He's at Iowa Real Estate on Twitter. We'll continue to spew his hatred towards the Iowa State Athletic Department. What's up, Mark?
Just getting my mind right for Vegas, right, Greg?
That's right, buddy. I'm ready to go.
We're about 20, what are we at? 20, I don't know. 30 hours out.
30 hours.
Gray, what time will you go to bed when you're in Vegas? Like 9:30? Will you stay up till 10, maybe?
Yeah, I'll make it till 10.
You know that it's back a couple hours.
Yeah, I mean, that's midnight here. Now, I might be in bed by 10. Yeah. See, here's the thing. Vegas right now is a terrible timing for me because I have a seven-week-old at home, so I'm not really getting great sleep. I mean, I'm getting okay sleep, but not great sleep. So when you go on a little bit of a getaway vacation, you like to come back rested. Yeah. That's not Vegas.
No. You're going to be a piece of crap next week.
Yeah. I'm a little disappointed in the weather. The weather forecast out there, it's going to be a little chilly.
It is, like actually. 60s?
It's barely going to make 70 from what I've seen, which stinks.
We haven't talked, but I mean, like, what are we wearing out there? You know, like, what is our dress attire?
Charter, have you tanned?
Yeah, yesterday.
You look very...
I look great, don't I?
Yeah, you look... I mean, I'm serious. You look very handsome today.
You tanned for Vegas? For preparation for Vegas?
Oh, absolutely. Well, dude. You can't go out Iowa pale.
Is Kelly going to be there?
I think she's going to be out of town, actually.
Oh,
at a
damn
wedding.
It.
At a wedding. So it's not for Kelly.
If I knew I was going to meet Kelly for the first time...
You'd step it up.
I might go to the beautician, you know, fix it up a little bit.
Are you saying I need to go get a spray tan today?
I know who can do it for it. Sarah, the person that's joining my team, that's who spray tans me.
You actually have her sit there.
Are you naked?
So here's something a little awkward.
I've never gotten a spray tan.
I thought we were kidding. You really went tanning yesterday.
Yeah. Well, look at him. He looks like a different guy.
Let's talk about this. And this is just how you tan. But Sarah has been spray tanning people for a long time. And she's getting into the real estate business.
Is she like a pioneer of the spray tan business?
No, not a pioneer. But she came to my house yesterday. Let's describe the setup.
Wait a second. Okay, yeah.
Okay, so let me describe
this, okay?
So Sarah is going to be working with me. Yes. Not for me, but with me, just because of how real estate's set up. And Sarah, and my wife knows this, I'm not breaking any rules here. Sarah is a beautiful girl. People that have seen Sarah, like, Sarah's a really good-looking girl.
She's attractive.
Would Daddy like her?
Daddy would absolutely like her. I thought you've seen her before, but if not, you'll see her. So anyway, she brings over this kind of pop-up tent in which you stand, because when you're spraying, stuff gets everywhere. So she
is it like a gun?
Kind of,
like a water gun?
Yeah. So she sets this up in our living room, and my wife is sitting on the couch with our 1-year-old daughter, and I come out of the bedroom, right, and nothing but my underwear. Right, so now it's my wife and Sarah.
Are you sucking in at this point?
Oh, of course.
Did you do push-ups before you came out?
No. Just, you know.
Come on, honestly.
You did some push-ups.
You didn't do 10 push-ups before you walked out there in your underwear.
Dude, Sarah's husband could kick my butt. I'm not going to impress
her. That doesn't matter. That's irrelevant.
Briefs, boxers.
In briefs, me undies. Have you heard of me undies?
I got me undies. Those
most
are
comfortable things
dude,
ever.
Those are
Bill,
awesome.
Bill Simmons endorses them.
Yeah. By the way, if you want an endorsement on this podcast, go get me undies, dude. I'll talk about those things all day long.
Well, I have a feeling that we may be too small for them. But.
So they send you a hat. Like a flat bill hat when you order five. I ordered five of those.
Yeah.
I wore those around like outside the house for like a week. And
yeah.
Julie was so embarrassed because I'm wearing a flat bill me undies hat. I was just making fun of myself. She didn't appreciate the humor.
So I know I'm already going to take heat because I got a spray tan. So there's people listening thinking, oh, yeah, that's Charter.
I won't judge
right
you.
There. So the way it works, if you've never been spray tanned, is they get right up in your grill and they have you do poses because they got to get certain body parts and stuff. And because
they know where all the creases are.
Do they have you lift your sack up and do they get underneath?
Yeah, what happens with the sack?
No, so my region, from my upper thighs to my pubis is white.
Pasty white.
White, wow. Because you don't. You know,
so,
and I think the wife appreciates that because I'm going to Vegas and she's like, there's no way you're going to show any girl that white butt because, you know, that's embarrassing. So
if she's
that's
drunk
white.
Enough, you would.
That's white. Okay. But so you're standing there in this tent and Sarah is like 2 feet away from you with the spray gun, right?
What? So she's really hot. So
I'm standing in my living room. In nothing but my underwear in front of this girl who's going to be working for me.
Is there a threat of an erection while she's doing this?
Absolutely not. And okay. Part of the reason is because the gun that they spray as they're spraying, it's cold.
Okay.
So you feel cold the whole time, and yeah. I'm literally getting chills.
Okay.
But Sarah is basically on her knees right in front of me. I'm not joking, right? Because she's got to get your legs and your thighs and everything like that.
And your daughter's watching this?
Daughter's watching. She's fascinated. Wife is watching.
Is Seton around?
See, normally this is done in private. You go to a place and they take
so
in a room and they do this.
This is why I love Charter.
I did this right in front of my wife. Yeah. But so, and here's the other thing. If you've never been spray tanned, and I forgot this. I got hot last night when I was sleeping.
Oh, it sweats.
Well, you're not supposed to shower for like 8+ hours, and yeah. She did this around 4 o'clock yesterday. So I wake up this morning, orange sheets, pillowcases orange. It happens.
Yeah.
I forgot about that. So you're like, oh, crap.
Well, I mean, this is a good public service announcement for anybody who's considering getting a spray tan.
Is this a lot better than going to Suntan City? Is it cheaper?
Safer.
You won't get cancer.
Safer, yeah. No risk of cancer with this stuff.
With why? What's the difference in chemicals that she puts on compared to the other?
Dude, it's well known. Do we have to have the tanning debate? That stuff
this
is dangerous.
An awful take out of you.
No, I'm not. I'm not talking spray tan versus tan. I'm talking about getting a spray tan at Suntan City and a spray tan from her.
Oh, no.
I thought you meant
lying in a tanning.
No,
she's doing the same stuff they do.
Okay,
yeah, she's got the.
You just want a girl to go down on you while she's spraying you.
See,
at your house.
At your house, yeah.
Well, yeah.
I mean, she just does like special delivery in home.
I see what you did there. To complete the story, and now everybody, and no, I'm not going to give out her full name on the podcast, but I gotta show Chris what she looks like now. So,
yeah, please do.
Now is the perfect time to give a shout out to my wife. Hey, Katie, how you doing?
Katie's a loyal listener.
Speaking of shout outs, can I also give a shout out to my brother right now?
Yeah,
you guys have both met my brother via Twitter.
Charter's brother is the best on Twitter, man. I love him.
So my brother, for those not listening, he's listening to it. It took him a while to catch on to the podcast. And now he's catching up with every single one of them. And when he comes across a little nugget that he likes, he'll tweet about it. But we're not knowing what he's talking about. So the other day he mentions, I've just heard that someone peed on Chris's floor, which was 6+ months ago.
That was what, like the Super Bowl party? Or
that was Mayweather.
No, Mayweather.
Pacquiao.
Yeah, that's right.
So I wanted to give a shout out today to my brother and say, can you just believe what Iowa State did in the national championship? I can't believe they won that game, you know, because this will be relevant. He'll probably be hearing this in around May, April or May. So weather's great. Hope you're enjoying it. You know, Iowa State looked good in the national championship game.
I feel like right now he's in like May, right? I feel like he's in the like glory days of the podcast because that's when we were getting really out of hand, like really inappropriate because we had nothing to talk. And Gray would be like, come on, guys, got to tone it down. We're getting some complaints from 60-year-old women.
Yeah, Gray's loosened up a little bit.
Yeah, he has.
Well, you guys have toned it down a little bit.
Charter, you got to send me good like Gray like photo tweets this weekend. I want to see what this guy, who you're the self-proclaimed oldest 30-year-old in the world.
This is true.
And I want to see like photos of Gray in Vegas. Like Gray does
this
Vegas.
This will be my fourth time in Vegas. I've done Vegas before.
I want to see how you do.
All right.
I have so much pressure on me this weekend to take a bunch of photos.
Yeah, but you're good. Like you're a one hit wonder.
I've run into numerous people.
You have problems stringing consecutive nights in a row.
Doesn't anyone over the age of 25? Yeah, I mean, come on.
I can't talk. I'm the same way.
I'm supposed to be sending pictures and tweets to people that went last year that aren't going this year. I'm supposed to be sending updates to people's wives, what their husbands are on the trail.
You don't want to be in that business, Mark.
I'm just saying. I get requests. Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
We need to make a deal. Nothing on social media for pictures unless it is agreed upon by the person who...
Greatest doesn't want his wife to know that he's actually hanging around other girls.
No, that doesn't bother me at all. I don't want to be taking a pee on a golf course and have Chris take a picture of me and put it up on Twitter.
Well, which one?
On the right. There.
That's the girl that was on her knees in your house giving you a spray tan.
That's right.
That's right.
Does she do other, like, home deliveries?
Do you want her to come to Bondo?
Well, I'm not really in the spray tan business, but
I'd be happy to send her your way.
I'm just kidding.
I'd be happy to send her way.
I love my wife, but she is a very attractive woman. You are not. So she's going to be selling houses for you?
Correct. So when you go buy a house, jeez, guess what? I'm not going to help you buy it. She could.
That's a genius move.
There you go.
See, okay. Well, that's another story for
people right now as they're listening are trying to figure out. Okay, so let's go to Mark's profile on Facebook. Let's see if we can find Sarah. Let's.
Yeah, she's a very attractive gal.
She'll do good.
Good for her
in real estate. Absolutely.
Good. I'm glad that you added her to your team. All right, Mark. Go ahead and apologize to Paul Rhodes. We'll give you the floor for about 2 minutes.
I almost forgot there was a game last week.
Yeah.
What the heck?
I'm supposed to make sure that both of you eat crow here.
That was
on
a
this
terrible
podcast.
Post by that one guy. Like, what do we have to eat crow about for not picking Iowa State to beat Texas?
Really bad, yeah.
As a seven-point
dog.
Yeah,
like, to me, like, listen, like, I told you, I said all last week, like, I think Iowa State can win this game, and they might, but I just felt foolish because they burned me so many times picking them to actually win until I see them beat somebody not named Kansas.
Here's breaking news.
They did it. I'm so happy. Nobody was happier than me.
So here's my here's,
I was happier than you.
Here's my eating crow, but let me start this with a disclaimer. The win was great. A shutout's a shutout. It doesn't happen often, especially in the Big 12. With that being said, Texas sucked. Okay. Now we played a role in them sucking.
Yeah.
I get it.
It goes both ways.
But
Iowa State had
something to do with it. Man, their offense looked inept. At no point in that game was I thinking they're about to score.
No.
Ever.
No,
so
now you're right, but in their defense, in Iowa State's defense, and that's the same offense that has produced points against some decent teams. California's defense has to be just like the worst in the country. That's the only thing I can come up with.
Yeah.
And then, but I mean, there's the talent there to beat Oklahoma.
Yeah.
We've seen that. So I agree with you. They were completely one-dimensional, but there's a track record here, gentlemen. When there's a one-dimensional football team, Wally Burnham is generally very good at stopping it. And I think, personally, that's what we saw.
When I watched that game, I thought of the UNI game. I saw a quarterback that didn't want to throw the ball. And once Iowa State figured out that, hey, man, this guy has no desire to throw the ball.
A lot like UNI,
we just teed up and just kicked the crap out of him.
So I have not jumped on the landing bandwagon. He is clearly better than Sam, in my opinion. Even after one game, I have no problem saying that. Here's my new take on Rhodes. And everybody knows, I've said, I want him fired. I am willing to concede that I could change my opinion on him based on the rest of the season.
Good.
Here's what has to happen for me to do that.
Okay.
We need to be competitive against Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. And we need to
What's your definition of competitive?
We need to stay within probably 2 touchdowns of both teams, in my opinion. That's competitive.
I think that'll happen against Oklahoma State. I think if you're 3 touchdowns from Oklahoma, that's competitive, in my opinion.
And it depends. Some games, the score doesn't tell the story.
Yeah, no, you're right. Exactly.
So competitive meaning we didn't quit. We were in it into the fourth quarter, perhaps. It wasn't over in the first quarter.
That's fair.
Would you say the TCU game was competitive?
Yeah,
TCU was competitive. And we got beat by 24.
Yeah, I think it was competitive.
Yeah, TCU was competitive.
Okay.
So they need to stay close in those two games, and they need to beat Kansas State and West Virginia. And if they do that, I would be in favor of giving them another year. Because in my opinion, that's progress after a change.
That's 4 wins in the Big 12. I don't think he's ever had that
this
setup.
But
so
based on those teams,
clear progress.
Based on those teams, we could do that. That's
feasible.
But if we don't, then I'm still on the same page. Let's get rid of them. Let's do a change.
I've got them at 5-7 this year. I think they win 2 more games.
I'm not ready to pencil them down for losing to Oklahoma State at home.
Neither am I. I think that they're going to win. I think they're 2 of Oklahoma State, Kansas State, and West Virginia. 2 of 3. That'd be my guess.
I agree. It's going to be fun. It's going to be interesting. I mean, you know, Lanning, you go back and look at the stats, and he reminds me so much of what he does for the team, just like C.J. Beathard.
Yeah.
Their stats you look at their stats, and they're very average stats, but what it is it changes the personality of the team. And on that one play, when Lanning ran over the safety, completely ran him over, it was a,
just
let's go, we're going to kick the living bleep out of you.
Good stuff.
Thanks for bleeping yourself.
And just try to stop. And you could just tell it fed. After that point on, it was a completely different team.
Yeah.
So I think he does that for Iowa State, and I think that's going to carry over. The competitive edge is going to carry over. They get two. They could get three. I don't see him getting three, but I think there's three wins out there available for Iowa State.
Yeah, By the way, you're going to drive people nuts if you don't put that pin down.
Can you hear that?
Yeah, you're tapping it. I hear it the whole time.
I apologize.
Yeah.
Tapping it, huh?
Yeah, tapping it. It's too early to judge based on the fact we played Texas. That's all I'm saying. We're going
to
learn
it is
a
too
lot
early to
this
judge.
Weekend. We're learning a lot in this Oklahoma game.
I wish they had like Kansas State this weekend.
Yeah.
Just because Oklahoma, let's be real, it's not a winnable game. I mean, they're not going to
stop.
They're not going to beat Oklahoma.
Stop.
They're not going to beat Oklahoma.
It's
They're not.
I don't think they're going to, but don't say it's not a winnable game.
They're 25-point underdogs.
It is
on the road.
It is winnable.
In a place where Iowa State's beaten Oklahoma five times in the history of Iowa State football, they're not winning. I wish that it was to come off of the big win, right? Feeling all good. You're relatively healthy. I'd love to have Kansas State or West Virginia this weekend.
As a gambler, it is winnable because they're all winnable. And what I mean by that is, the win probability is probably 2%, 1%, but there's still a chance because first series of the game, their QB gets a concussion, Shepard breaks his leg, and now the game has changed. So my point is it's winnable. You know, and again, I'm not drinking the Kool-Aid. I think we don't win the game, but I'm alluding to one of my picks here. I am taking Iowa State to stay within the spread.
I would too. 25.5.
26.
I love Iowa State in the number this week.
And if they don't, if they get beat by 28, 35, 42, then that's a huge step backwards after last week. It just is. It just is because the vibe, the momentum we have with the landing movement.
I get it.
Goes way down.
I don't think you're wrong. I just think that you may be a little bit too, huge step back, yeah. But I still think because most people didn't think they would beat Texas, right?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you still – I don't think you can take that accomplishment away. I think it'll be more how they rebound the next week and, how do you show up against Oklahoma
State? My hope is this, though, in the game, what we see. I hope that Iowa State, not even necessarily defensively, but offensively, does exactly what they just did.
I think they will.
Which was ball control.
Yeah.
It wasn't flashy. They did what they needed to do. To burn clock, you have to.
If they have any say in it at all, I mean, that's what they're going to do the rest of the season.
Hopefully.
See, first off, Iowa State, according to ESPN, has a 4% chance.
Ooh, I was way off.
Oh, 4%.
So, yeah, it's a really good chance. But anyway, here's the thing. Texas's defense, I thought, against Iowa State played pretty solid.
And yeah,
Iowa
they
State,
were hitting.
Iowa State still scored every quarter. And I mean, granted, one of the quarters was a field goal, but they consistently put drives together. I don't know why they can't do the same game plan against Oklahoma, where they just consistently keep win time of possession. I think they'll cover two. I don't think they're going to win. But what scares me is Baker Mayfield's the kind of quarterback that will give Iowa State fits.
Yes.
I mean, you look.
He's like Patrick Mahomes.
He's got a little bit of Boykin in him, too, and where he can run. Those Texas quarterbacks.
He has better efficiency rating than Boykin does on the year.
Does he?
The only Big 12 quarterback with a better efficiency rating is Seth Russell, who's out, and he did that against Sisters of the Poor. So, I mean, I don't know if you saw it. I just wrote a column about Baker Mayfield today about how I think he's the most underrated quarterback in the country. 25 touchdowns, 4 interceptions.
Yeah.
The numbers, this guy's put 70% completion percentage. He's ridiculous.
Yeah, he's a good player.
Really good. And it's a bad for Iowa State's defense. I agree. It's about as bad of a matchup as you could draw.
He's not, like I said, he's not one-dimensional either. He can run. If he needs to run and pick up some yards, he's got a little bit of Johnny Football in him to a certain extent where he can keep plays alive.
Tony Romo, maybe,
keeps plays alive.
Yeah, I like both of those.
So
more, I would say more Johnny Football than Romo. But
well, no one's as good as Romo.
Yeah, I know.
Romo's
Johnny's not as dreamy as Tony is.
God, I love
you guys
Romo.
Gonna watch a little Johnny Football tonight?
Heck yeah, man.
He'll be on there.
No, because I'll be watching my Baylor Bears at Kansas State. But I might tune into the NFL game once Baylor's done, though.
That's a game that 2 or 3 weeks ago didn't look interesting at all. That Baylor game now looks really interesting with the true freshman quarterback. I mean, it sets the tone for the rest of the year, doesn't it?
Yeah, this is my read on Baylor, and you guys can chime in and tell me if you think I'm right or wrong. I think tonight, I think they'll cover tonight. It's like 18. And the only reason 17. I say it is just, I just don't think Kansas State's any good. I just don't. I don't think they're any good this year.
Chris.
Hey.
You're going against Bill Snyder, yes. True freshman quarterback.
55 yes. Nothing is hard to dispute that
he's really good, man. Like, I mean, this true freshman's legit.
He is really good.
Listen to my point, because I think Kansas State clearly is like a bottom level Big 12 team this year, and I think you see the freshman come out in that kid next week when Oklahoma comes to town. That's when, that'll
be a good
game. I think they keep on rolling, keep on doing what they've been doing tonight, and then everybody, the hype machine comes up, they start patting this kid on the back, and next week is when reality hits.
I'll be really impressed if Baylor can cover 18 tonight. I know Kansas State stinks, but it's still Bill Snyder at home, which he always does great at home if he's an underdog.
People just forget. This kid, though, can regardless, he can throw it downfield. I mean, that's one thing he can do. People forget that Baylor's like a top five rushing offense in the country. So, you know, they're not one-dimensional. It's not like they're just depending on Seth Russell to sling it all over the field.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not taking – I thought with Seth Russell they were a legit national title contender. I don't think that they are anymore. But I'm just saying against like a mediocre to below-average Kansas State team, I don't think it's going to make a difference.
This reminds me of Ohio State last year.
That's what Jeff Woody keeps saying.
And they're more talented, but Cardale Jones came in. People are like, who the heck? You know, and he did fine. But part of why he did fine is he had a great supporting staff. The defense is great, great running back, all of that. Baylor's kind of in the same position, and this kid is no slouch. I mean, he was the number two ranked quarterback, I believe, last year.
Five-star.
True freshman. And he's played a lot. Now, not meaningful, but he's thrown 8 touchdowns this year, I believe. So he's good. I agree with you. That's another one of my picks. I think Baylor rolls him tonight.
I do, too. I do, too. And I the whole Kansas State thing, Adam, I mean, 9 times out of 10, you're right. And you may be right tonight. I don't know. We'll see what happens, obviously. But, man, like, I just don't know if Snyder can work the miracle tonight. And he hasn't been lately. They haven't been covering this year.
Is he retiring?
They covered like
early in the year they did, but as of late,
three games in a row they haven't covered.
Yeah, I mean they're not like when their competition is peaked up, they're not covering anymore.
They should have beat TCU and covered in that game. They covered against Okie State. I mean those are two teams that are undefeated. Top 15.
How long ago was that?
4 and 5 weeks ago.
Exactly. They got major quarterback issues. They got injuries. I don't even think Snyder can work these miracles anymore.
Let me ask you a question here because this might come up. Might. Hopefully not, again, because now that I'm back on the Rhodes bandwagon. Taking into consideration fan base, location, facilities, etc., Iowa State and Kansas State, what's a better job out of those two?
Now today, Kansas State is.
Just because of past success?
Yeah.
And they've got all the JUCOs in Kansas.
JUCOs in Kansas.
We don't have
number one reason.
Yeah, that's the
only... Well, no, we have... I mean, Council Bluffs has turned into a great JUCO.
It's gotten better.
It's
JUCOs
the best.
I know. Well, over the last... It didn't even exist 10 years ago.
Yeah, but right now they're winning national champions.
But it's still... You don't have, like, the... I mean, Kansas. The state of Kansas is JUCO city, man.
Yeah.
Like, how many JUCOs are within 2 hours of Manhattan?
Quite a few.
Yeah, I mean that's the only reason. Because fan base wise, Iowa State's fan base is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You've got facilities. I actually think the location of Iowa State may even be a little bit better. I mean, Manhattan's literally in the middle of nowhere.
At least
in Ames, you're 30 minutes from a city, from an airport.
Yeah. Yeah, which is true.
I don't know how far Kansas City is from Manhattan. I think it's a little over an hour. I don't know. I would say Kansas State is just off of perception. That doesn't necessarily mean it's reality, though.
No, I'd agree. I'd agree with that.
Should we do some picks or should we have some fun?
Which one do you want to do first?
We need to do both because we all have to get out of here on a pretty quick time today. We're at 22 minutes. So let's have some fun and then do picks, a little rapid fire on both of them.
So I got... not called out necessarily, but I'm trying to find what she said. Oh yeah, so I think it's Elise. I hope it's an actual girl. There's a picture of a girl in a profile here. Elise Rose H on Twitter.
Yeah.
Said at Fawcast, too much time spent on picks each week. Boring! !!
Well, I think she's boring.
All right. So there you go, Elise. Sorry about that. So I said, hey, we'll bring the fun this week. So it's question time, boys.
Okay, let's go.
I got like 6 of these. I'll ask. Maybe we'll just do all of them. We'll see. Okay, here we go.
Fire Mattis.
Would you rather? All right. Scenarios.
I love would you rather.
All right. So let's get some takes on this.
All right.
All right. Here we go. Number one. We'll start with Adam. Adam, would you rather use eye drops made of vinegar,
ooh,
or toilet paper made from sandpaper?
I got my answer.
I know. Sandpaper.
Yeah.
Sandpaper, toilet paper.
Me too.
Yeah.
You only have two eyes, man.
Yep.
And the anus will heal. But like your eyes, you mess those
you
things
know,
up.
You know, Mr. Pink Eye over there.
Yeah. Like,
I mean,
exactly.
How dirty is it down there? Like, is it like a multiple wiper? I mean, if it's just a two wipe or something, I could do the sandpaper.
The sandpaper.
But if it's something where you need almost like a half a roll, that could be, that's a difference breaker right there.
Oh, it makes me cringe just thinking about it. But I agree with you. I'd probably go sandpaper. Okay, here you go. Chris, start with you.
Okay.
Would you rather never be able to speak again or always have to say everything that is on your mind?
I would rather have to say everything that is on my mind.
Everything.
Yes.
So when you're around a young lady and
yes.
you have to say what you're thinking.
Yeah, I mean, I make a living speaking, so I'd be screwed. I mean,
here's the thing with Chris. He pretty much does say whatever he's on his mind most of the time. Maybe not when he's on air, but off air, he could stand to keep it quiet a couple times.
I disagree. I think for Gray, you'd probably pick never speak again. Because
my mind
is
pure.
You're shy, man. You wouldn't be able to do it.
I'm shy?
Yes.
Wow, I've never in my life been called shy before.
Let me rephrase. You're shy about probably saying what you want to say.
Proper be a good word to use?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go.
I have a pure mind, so I would say whatever's
on
my mind.
It's hysterical, by the way, that you think you have a pure mind when you're the one that swears on this thing all the time. So I'm the dirty one of the group, and I'm the one that swears the least out of all three of us.
I'm glad you can admit it.
All right. I'm pretty close to already saying everything that's on my mind, so that doesn't
change. That's a no-brainer.
All right, here you go. Here's a physical one.
Ooh.
Would you rather have a head the size of a watermelon or a tennis ball?
Oh, my gosh.
Ugh.
Got to think about your looks here.
Some people would say charter with your ego. Yours is already the size of a watermelon.
I'd say watermelon.
Watermelon?
Yeah. A tennis ball? I mean, come on.
Okay.
My God, like you couldn't even eat.
I mean,
you know what I mean? Like I couldn't even eat some sausage if I wanted to.
Your brain with a tennis ball, you're probably not very smart.
That's
so watermelon, I gotta imagine I have a lot of knowledge up there, so I'll probably go.
What if you wanted to eat like a big steak?
It'd be bigger than
cut
your
it
face.
In really small bites, man.
Teeny tiny bites.
I'm gonna absolutely say the watermelon.
All right, here's a good one. All right, ready? You gotta give this one a little bit of thought. All right, would you rather crap your pants once a year in public for the rest of your life, or every day for the rest of your life in private?
Well, okay.
Once a year in public, you crap your pants so everybody knows it for the rest of your life, or every day for the rest of your life, but nobody knows you're crapping
your
pants.
Oh, the private.
You'd rather crap your pants every single day.
Absolutely. There's really not much of an argument toward the other way either.
Other than frequency.
Because, I mean,
that's your argument.
Your brand would become the dude who craps his pants.
Yeah, but you might be able to market that in this day and age.
I don't think you could.
You start a blog out.
If you can market that, that's impressive. That's actually a really hard question. 365 days a year where you're crapping your pants, C-Dub?
That's a lot of time commitment to change your clothes. And
I mean, well, it's better than being known as the guy who craps his pants all the time.
And you're not allowed to wear a diaper.
No.
So think about how many MeUndies you have to go through because you're ruining those. And those aren't cheap.
No. Nope.
Well, you get the pins.
You can't.
You just have to crap them.
You just have to crap your drawers.
I'd still rather crap my pants and not know about it.
It's a very expensive issue. I'd probably do it once a year in public. The public setting, though, do I get a pick like where I'm doing it at?
No, it just happens randomly.
Oh, so you can be like at church. You're going up for communion.
That's exactly right.
This goes back to your rule, C-Dub, why no one should ever wear white pants, ever.
White pants are the devil.
Well,
I have no idea why any person would choose. Even a chick, because a chick could crap her pants too.
Or other things could happen.
Some dudes wear like white golf shorts.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
It's a bad move.
I have some shorts. I have some white shorts.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, here's one that'll make Gray blush. Wow. We got three left, then we'll get on to picks. Elise, hopefully you're having fun right now. Come on, we're trying. All right. Yeah, and you have to answer this one, Gray. All right?
All right.
No passing. Would you rather watch your parents have sex every day for the rest of your life?
Where do you come up with this crap?
Or join in once to stop it?
I'd rather watch.
That's a no-brainer.
It's a no-brainer?
Yeah.
You want to watch every day?
That's the most like perverse thing anybody's ever asked me. Honestly.
Hey, blame Google, all right? I'm just pulling these from the internet.
Yeah, I would rather watch.
Wow.
You have
when
to
you say, When you say join, what kind of acts do you have to do?
Okay, now you're just making it worse.
Let's just assume it's just a normal thing, all right? Just normal coitus. We don't need to go too crazy.
Nice coitus.
I would. I don't know if I'd say I'd rather, but if I had to choose, I would choose watch. That's a brutal question.
That is a brutal question. Wow. I think I'm more of a mentality, let's just get it over with and move on type of guy. So I'd probably join in.
Join in a mom and dad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, just, we really
just
need
answer
to move.
The question.
Thank God you're the sponsor of this podcast.
All right, here you go. Two questions left, and one is an Iowa State question. All right. Would you rather listen only to Nickelback songs for the rest of your life, no other music other than Nickelback?
Absolutely.
Or read the iTunes user agreement each day? It's 56 pages long.
Nickelback.
That's the only thing you can listen to?
Yeah, that's it. For the rest of your life, Nickelback songs.
No, I'd rather read the iTunes agreement.
Every single day.
56 pages?
56 pages, supposedly.
Wait, it's the only thing you can
I just love
to.
Music too much to give it up.
So you'd wake up first thing, read your agreement,
yeah,
and you can listen to whatever you want.
Do my thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what
How long would it take you to read that 56 pages?
You
could
skim it. I mean, by
No, you can't skim it.
Eventually, you'd have the damn thing memorized. I mean, it's human nature. You start skimming through it, so that's what I would do.
Yeah. Let's assume it took you an hour. Hour a day.
You have to read
it
out loud?
I would give up an hour a day to not have to listen to Nickelback all the time.
Okay, yeah, I would do that too.
Okay.
But I was thinking you had to read this thing out loud.
All right, here you go.
Oh, okay.
Last one. And you have to explain why. You can't just give an answer. Would you rather never go to another Iowa State basketball game, road, home, tournament, anything, or an Iowa State football game, which would include tailgating and everything that goes with football season?
So, say that one more time.
Would you rather never go to another Iowa State basketball game anywhere, or another Iowa State football game anywhere? Which would you pick and why would you pick it?
It's different for me.
Let's assume you don't have to do radio for them.
Okay, so I'm just like a fan.
Mm-hmm.
I'd probably pick to go to football.
You'd go to football?
Yeah, because it's just a better live experience. It's like a whole event.
No more Hilton Magic for you.
Well, yeah, but no, which sucks because I'm a passionate basketball guy. I actually prefer basketball to football, like gun to my head, but I feel like I'd be missing out on less if I just watch a basketball game on TV. Yeah. Or if you miss out like the Iowa State Iowa like tailgate event that is that entire weekend.
Yeah.
I would miss that.
I think I'd go I'd keep going to the basketball games, and I'm probably basing that a lot off success.
Yeah,
I guess.
You're a front runner.
I think most people would agree with you, Charter, but I'm gonna agree with Williams. I would rather go to the football games just because partially the tailgate, but partially just the environment, the energy inside of a football game is a little bit different than basketball. I don't know. I mean, when Texas threw that last pass and it was incomplete and we had the shutout, I mean, I jumped up on the bleachers and I'm throwing my fist and I'm high-fiving. Stuff that I would not probably do in Hilton. I like that atmosphere. I like that a little bit more, so I'd go football.
If you're listening to this, tweet at us, at Farcast, and
let us
know. I
think most would disagree, probably.
Yeah, tweet at us at Farcast. Would you rather only be able to go to basketball games or football games if you had to pick one of the two?
I think there's a lot of people who really cherish the tailgate like events with families and stuff.
That's
like
the
that.
Draw for football.
Yeah,
for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's not the, I mean, most people aren't like Adam where they're going to pick it for the game. I'm not. I'm picking it for the.
No, it's a mixture for me. I mean, I love going with my dad and my brothers and having a couple beers and walking around to different people's tailgates. That's what makes it
if
fun.
If basketball was played at a different time of year and was warmer weather, would people tailgate?
Absolutely.
You think?
Some people already do tailgate.
Very few.
Not many, but
very
some people
few.
Do.
All right. Jump into picks.
I'm going through and making mine as we were doing that.
Let me talk about the two that I've already got that I've already talked about.
Okay. Wait, let's do a quick standings update here.
Yeah,
let's not.
No, we need to let people know
it's not really all that relevant.
Well, Charter, I mean, 2-3, that's pretty average for you. I mean, so Charter went 2-3, C-Dub went 4-1, and I went with 5-0.
Wow. Have you heard of the sun
week,
shining
Adam.
On a dog's ass?
Thanks, Chris.
It's hard to do. I mean, it really is. It's tough to go 5-0.
It feels good too, especially when a couple of them were opposite picks of Charters.
The good news is that you could go in 5 this week. Do you remember the picks that we were opposite on?
You like the Packers. I don't know why you like the Packers. I mean, that was
for obvious reasons.
Yeah,
they're really good.
You like Texas.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Iowa State plus 26 this week. Okay. Talked about it. I think they're going to keep it competitive. I don't love 26. I'd prefer 28. I was not given that option, so I'm going to go 26, Iowa State.
So here, I'm being that fan that likes to complain about anything and everything, but it drives me crazy when I hear the local media say Iowa State's 4-point underdogs or 4-touchdown underdogs when the line was 25.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I think you're rounding up a little bit. Say they're 25-point underdogs. Don't say they're 4-touchdown.
They're rounding up a lot.
I don't really like that. It bothers me. Okay, I'm going to take Florida State plus 12 against Clemson at Clemson. That's a big line.
I don't hate that pick.
I just, you know, I went against Clemson against Miami a couple weeks ago. We saw how that turned out. I think they won 55-3. It was embarrassing. I'm still waiting for that Clemson becoming Clemson.
Yeah, Clemson. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happens every year. I wouldn't be surprised if Florida State just wins that game straight.
Don't ask Dabo Sweeney about Clemson.
He doesn't appreciate it.
He'll freak out.
Yeah. So I'm taking Florida State plus 12.
I don't think Pitt's very good. So I'd like Notre Dame at 8.5 at Pitt.
Now, Chris, I know you like to do these live. So I just want to mention, it didn't work last week, but I just like to mention.
Yeah, I'm not going to Nebraska.
That Michigan State is a juicy 5.5-point favorite over Nebraska. So you might want to pick against your team this week because that's an interesting
No, I'm done one. With Nebraska for the year. I'm done. That was my only loss last week was the damn Huskers.
I think you are 0-5 this year. Nebraska.
I'm cursed.
Second pick for me, again, I already mentioned it. I think that Baylor rolls K-State tonight. Baylor minus 17 points.
It's straight up 17?
17.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what it's at now.
I'm on record. I like Kansas State in that line.
You're not officially on record, though, right?
Well, I'm just it's not one of my picks.
Yeah.
I just like to disagree with you.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. So. Fair enough.
Okay, I'm going to take and I actually put this out on Twitter. No one agreed with me on Twitter, but I actually think TCU is going to lose 3 of the last 4 games. I've not been impressed with them. I thought Iowa State should have played them a lot better than they did. They're not very good on the road. Should have lost to Tech, got lucky in the touchdown. Should have lost to Kansas State. They're going to lose at Okie State. So I'll take Okie State plus 5.
Okie State plus 5. All right.
Okay.
Interesting. What do you guys think of me saying they're going to lose 3 of the last 4?
I disagree.
Yeah, I disagree. I mean, they may lose 2, but I mean, to say 3, I think is kind of...
I'm going out on a limb.
That is a limb.
I'm making a statement.
That is a limb.
They are really hard to stop offensively. Great receiver. Great
it's
quarterback.
It's still arguably
great
the
running
best
back.
Quarterback in football. So.
Yeah, so I don't know. Yeah, I think that's
not
a
good
hefty
defense,
of a prediction.
And they suck on the road. Winning at Okie State, winning at Oklahoma is tough.
I'm not sold.
Kansas State almost won at Oklahoma State, too.
That's true.
I want the over for tonight's game.
Yep.
That's now at 67.5.
No, that's it.
Yeah, for Baylor and Kansas State.
That's an interesting take from you, and I'm curious your final score prediction because I can see Baylor scoring 42, 49 easily. How much is K-State scoring, though?
They'll get theirs, I think.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just...
21-plus?
I'm going by what they normally do at home. I mean, the Oklahoma game was a bit of an outlier.
Oh,
I
for
think.
Sure.
So, yeah, I'd say Kansas State gets like 20 and Baylor does what Baylor.
Yeah.
It's a little bit frightening just because Baylor on the road generally, I mean, they don't score as much.
As much, yeah.
But I think they're going to have, you know, like when a coach gets fired in the middle of the year, sometimes like there's a peak. I think they rally around this kid after a bye week and Bryles really tries to prove a point tonight. And then again, I think it comes crashing down next week, but we'll see.
As we're recording this, my brother tweets at us again. He doesn't know we're recording this. It's just random. He says, Adam asked a Reggie Hayward trivia question back in May. I spoke to him at a TCU football game. Again, just mentioning old podcast.
I love it.
All right. Moving on. I am going to take the cheated Duke Blue Devils. Should have won that game. Plus 7.5 at North Carolina.
Okay.
Not a big believer in North Carolina.
They beat up on Pitt, man. Ask Cock fans, Pitt's they're legit.
Dude, Chris just said Pitt sucks.
Well, he's not
like
a Hawk fan.
Like a pick ago, you know? So, yeah. So, yeah, okay.
All right, my last
7.5.
My last 3 picks are all going from the NFL. I've actually had a lot of success in the NFL, so I'm gonna stick there.
This is why that chick said it was boring, because of the NFL stuff.
Oh, you think so? What's wrong with the NFL?
Spice it up for Elise, please.
Just go ahead. Make your picks.
I don't know how to spice
it up. Do it in a sexy – do this next pick in a sexy voice.
I will not do it in a sexy voice. Will not do that. I am taking Steelers minus 4.5 at home against the Raiders. I liked the Raiders last week, but now they're traveling back across country to Pittsburgh. Big Ben's got a week under his belt. And yeah. I know Le'Veon Bell's a big hurt for them, but D'Angelo Williams is a good enough back. I like them to cover that.
I'm sure the Raiders have been building for a while without me noticing, but all of a sudden, boom. They're something now.
No, they're a good team.
Yeah, they've turned it on. Crazy. Chris, what do you got?
I'd like to. I'm going to go with the game of the week and take LSU at plus 6.5.
Oh. Interesting.
At Alabama. I'd love 7.5, but it's at 6.5.
Okay.
I just think I think they're pretty even teams. Bama hasn't really played that well at home against anybody. If Bama wins, I think it's by like a field goal.
You know, this whole thing cracks me up too, going back to, and I know you probably talked about this in your radio show last night about the rankings for that came out on, what was that, Sunday night, Monday
Tuesday night?
Tuesday night, whatever it was. Everyone's all up in arms about Alabama. There's four games to be played, and if Alabama beats LSU, they're a top four team, and I don't think anyone can disagree with it.
Absolutely.
So who really cares? Like, I don't understand this at all.
That's kind of the point I made yesterday.
Yeah.
Like, it's going to work itself. Bama will work itself out. Either they lose this weekend and they drop out and they're done, or they win out probably. And can they really keep a 12-1 Bama out? Hell no.
When you looked at the rankings, were there any that stood out to you and you said, man, that is just awful. I can't believe that. Because there was none for me. Like, there was not one that I looked at and said, man, I can't believe they have that team ranked where they're ranked.
No, not really.
The
Big 12 stuff, whenever we freaked out about that, but the schedule's so backloaded, that's going to improve.
If you fall on a football two, you realize they don't mean a whole lot. I mean, if you're like 20th, it means something. But if you're in the top 10, it doesn't matter.
Well, Oklahoma, if they went out, there's a good chance they could be.
I mean, if Iowa, like as crazy it is to say, if Iowa wins out, meaning the Big Ten championship game, they're in the playoff.
Yeah.
They're just in. So it is what it is. You got to win, which is good. I don't understand this line other than it is on the road, and I get that. But this line seems inflated to me. I'm taking Texas Tech plus 8 at West Virginia. I'm not a big West Virginia guy, and Texas Tech can score. So
I wrote on our expert picks this week that I wouldn't bet this game with Bloom's money. I have no idea.
I'm risky, man.
It scares me either way.
I could pick a safer game, but I like to keep Big 12 if I can.
Yeah, no, I like that.
I think that screams backdoor cover. Like, West Virginia's up 13-14. Tech scores like a minute ago.
Good, yeah.
That's how I see that game going down. I'm sticking to the NFL. I got the Bills minus 3 at home against the Dolphins. Bills actually.
I like that pick.
Awful for me. But Tyrod Taylor's back. Bills are coming off a bye week, and the Dolphins can't protect Ryan Tannehill. He gets sacked a ton. I think they beat him up. I think they win that. They need Bills. That's a must-win game for both teams.
Oh, for sure.
But Bills are at home. I'll take a minus 3.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with another under in the SEC this time. It's the Missouri-Mississippi State game. The line is at 43. I'm going to take the under. I mean, listen, look at Missouri's last.
Yeah, they can't score.
Their last three games have been 21-3, 9-6, and 10-3.
We're not talking about the Big 12 here, folks. An under of 43. That's crazy.
Yeah.
You know, welcome to SEC.
Well, I'm just looking now. Like, the under of 43 would have hit in 6 of their 7 games this year.
Wow.
Nuts.
They've hit the under in every game this year. Missouri has. That's a play right there. Seriously, look at that. Under the entire way through.
Wow.
No offense.
Got to stick to the trend, don't you?
I like that pick. Yeah.
I'm going to ride the hot team. The road game worries me here, and don't send me hate mail, but I'm going to take the Hawks minus 7 against Indiana. I think the Hawks are legit. I don't think they're flashy. I don't think they're great, but I think the Northwestern game really impressed me on the road. No one saw that coming. I think they could do something similar against Indiana.
When you say legit, like, I just want you, like, top 10, like, are they legitimately a top 10 team?
No. I mean, if you took records aside and just looked at talent, et cetera, and said, is Iowa a top 10 team? No, they're not. Okay. They play in a weak division, but you play who you play.
Okay, no.
Legit team, meaning they should beat Indiana, and it's one score. So I feel comfortable with that.
I actually like Indiana in that game to win straight up. How about you, C-Dub?
I think Iowa will win, but like a field goal. Like, I think it's a close game, but I just think that they're better than Indiana. I mean, that's the problem with Iowa, and we talked about this at length yesterday. Like, the fact that you look at the rest of their schedule and you're like, Indiana's the toughest game, that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's not their fault, like Mark said, but like at the end of the day, the only way you can quiet the national hate towards Iowa is by killing these teams or, you know, beating Ohio State at the end of the year. The other, yeah. If Indiana is your toughest game, I mean, that's not impressive. It's just not. They're not that good.
Well, here's the thing. So if
Indiana isn't.
Iowa's ninth right now in the rankings. Memphis, I think, was, what, 13th, 12th, 13th, somewhere around there. But Memphis plays Houston. They still have to play Houston, and they still have to play Temple. If Memphis runs the table and Iowa runs the table, Memphis should flip-flop over Iowa by – don't you think? I mean,
well, yeah. I mean, but then, you know, Iowa gets the opportunity at the end.
Sure,
of the year.
I'm saying going into that week, in my opinion, Memphis should be higher because
they won't though because of Barry Alvarez and Tom Osborne.
That's why rankings are stupid though, because I think as of today, and I think most people would probably agree, if Memphis and Iowa play on a neutral field, Memphis wins that game.
Yeah,
I think.
I think that's AD and I were talking about that the other day. It's a bad matchup. Just a bad matchup for Iowa.
Yeah.
You don't want to play that team.
Iowa's had a lot of good matchups for them.
They have. I mean,
a lot of good
I think objectively anybody could look at that and say it's not a great matchup.
That's why I think Indiana presents a problem. Didn't Bloom tweet out that this is the best offense that they faced all year? The only offense. Yeah. Like
Iowa State's the highest ranked offense they've played so
far. Iowa State's offense was that, junk when they played Iowa.
Was that
junk.
The prediction for that I signed ESPN for the New Year's Day Bowls? Was it Iowa, Memphis, and the Peach?
The Peach. We were talking about how that's just a terrible scenario for them, though, because you're playing – it's the biggest
game
in their
program. Plus the worst of all those bowls, too.
And if you lose to them, you lost to Memphis. If you beat them, it's not that big of a deal nationally. Yeah. Like, it's just a bet. Do I have one pick left?
Yeah.
You have one, I have one.
I'll just do this just for fun because I'm between two of them. Ride Tom Herman like I've been doing. But they got a tough game with Cincinnati. I'm going to have the DVR set for that one. I really want to watch that. I will take TCU to cover. And it has less to do with TCU because I somewhat agree with Adam that they're overrated. But I very much think that Oklahoma State is nothing like their 8-0 record.
I'd agree with that as well.
I think they're like a 9-3 team. So... And they start their losing this week. The problem is, from an Iowa State standpoint, we want them to beat TCU.
Going into next week.
Yes.
Absolutely.
We don't want them to lose to TCU.
No.
Get Mike Gundy to get their attention.
If they do lose, maybe like a 5 overtime game where they're just like emotionally exhausted.
I honestly was going to take Herman, but I'm doing that just for fun so you and I can – tweet back and forth or text back and forth on Saturday.
I look forward to it.
All right.
Herman got no respect in the rankings, by the way.
Dude.
What were they at, like 25th?
He's done a hell of a job.
Jeez. Not only are they winning, they're kicking the bleep out of teams.
That's why I take him every week because Herman is a dick and he will continue to run it up on people.
He's earning money every week.
He should be the next USC coach, but I don't know if he'll get it, but he should.
Well, honestly, if USC keeps playing the way that they've been playing, they're not going to go get a new coach.
No, but Herman's from California. Everybody associates him with Texas. Yeah. It'd be a perfect job for him.
All I'm saying is USC's replacement's doing a great job.
Yep.
So far.
No, he is. You're right. They won't do it, though, because they always outthink their hires. Yeah.
Did you pick?
I did not pick. My last pick. I like the Cowboys. They're underdogs, +2.5 at home against the Eagles.
About them Cowboys.
Sorry. Sunday night, primetime, at home. It's a must win. They've had a lot of must wins. Cowboys haven't been playing that bad without Romo. They just can't win.
They've lost every game.
They just can't win.
They're a hard team to watch.
Well, they get away from the run.
It just drives me
nuts, man. Just run the ball. Run the ball.
You and I are both closet Cowboys fans, and it's like, God, it drives me nuts watching them.
They should have won like 2 or 3 of these games without Romo, but they can't. Now, I think we all understand Romo's the best quarterback in the NFL. All right? So when they get him back, if they can get one, two
after
more of these
Cutler,
wins.
Of course.
Cutler, he's up there. He's right. Better than Andrew Luck.
We got to go. Guys, have fun in Vegas.
Why are you cutting me off?
Because nobody wants to hear your NFL analysis.
Hey, I do want to tell anyone that hasn't
and yet. And I got to get moving.
Anyone that hasn't yet, follow us on Twitter at Fawcast because I believe, with Gray's approval, we'll be posting maybe a couple of Vegas photos this weekend.
Yeah, a couple.
Absolutely.
To let people in. So if you want to see what's going on in Vegas and maybe even a Periscope live from Vegas.
That'll be awesome.
We'll do that too. We'll show you the hotel suite we're staying
in. Let me know before you guys do that and I'll tweet out from the Cyclone Fanatic account, which has a lot more followers.
That we're about to do it.
That'll be great.
@Fawcast, get on there.
All right. See you guys. Thanks for listening. Have a good weekend.